You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This weekend, the Auckland International Cultural Festival returns for its 18th year. I spoke this morning to the festival organiser, Cara Cantrell.
So it is a one-day festival and it celebrates Auckland's cultural diversity. We have loads of elements to the festival. So we have food stalls, cultural performances, music and dance stages, craft stalls and sports from around the world.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's like a really kind of almost like poignant event at the moment because we kind of seem to be seeing a rise in, you know, anti-immigration rhetoric and the emergence of alt-right nationalist groups around the world, but also like a little bit in New Zealand. So I just feel like it's kind of a really awesome collective reminder of all the positives of a multicultural society. Is that kind of what it's trying to celebrate?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what we have to try and remember is that Auckland is a multicultural city. And it's pretty important that as Aucklanders, we take pride in that. And we really have to celebrate how diverse we are.
Mm. Yeah, and all the positives that come with that as well.
Absolutely. And what's better than enjoying other people's culture with eating all their food, watching beautiful dances and enjoying it that way?
So let's talk specifics. So you said that there's food stalls, performances. What sort of specifically can we expect from the festival this year?
So we have over 100 stalls and half of those are food. So we have food from Turkey, Ethiopia, Brazil. We also have two stages this year. So one is for music, and we have music from Zimbabwe, South America, Ireland, and then also a dance stage with dancing from Scotland and India and Romania. So there's so many different nationalities involved. I think we have over 50 nationalities represented in this year's festival. But we also have a football tournament that goes on from 10 till 5, and loads of people join in on that. It's a pretty awesome day. So that's down one end of the field. And then we also have a whole have a go area. So you can have a go at Zumba or yoga or Highland Games. So there's a really huge range of things that you can get involved in.
And what are you most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to the food. I think I'm going to work my way through the day because obviously I'm there from 5:30 in the morning till about 9 at night. So I'm going to go for like a Hungarian fried bread for breakfast, get some Turkish coffee, maybe some Brazilian truffles. So I'm just going to eat my way through the day.
Mm, I think I have some friends who are there with you on that one.
Awesome.
And so just to wrap it up, if listeners are interested in coming, what are the when and where sort of details of the event?
Yep, so it is in Mount Roskill War Memorial Park on the 2nd of April, so that's this Sunday, and it goes from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Is there any special public sort of transport happening to help people get there? Or
there is actually a pink line that you'll need to go onto the Auckland Paths or Auckland Transport website to have a look at, and it can get you there. You just need to follow the line and you can cycle or walk. But there is parking if you do want to bring your car at Wesley Intermediate School. I think they're taking parks for about $3 a pop.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.